letter is the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, letter 1518. Baruch Hashem, dated the 27th day of Nisan, Tavshi Yud Beis. Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is addressing it to Chaim Zusha Sheyichya Vilimovsky. He was also known later on as the Partizan. He was a partisan during the war. They gave him the name. It stuck to him. It gives him all the titles. And the Rebbe is saying, I'm answering you on your letters of Adar and Yudalad Nisan. What you're asking me about, the Reshet Ole Yosef Yitzchak, those are the special schools that were named after Friedrich Rebbe in Israel. They were funded by the government. So the Rebbe said, I've already written to the Chabad in Tel Aviv about the importance that this should be a non-party line. This was in response after you visited Rav Kahana, and for sure you've already started to doing the work. I'm very hopeful that if you're going to put in with the proper enthusiasm, and for sure you also know of my letters of the above. In either way, it's proper to make appropriate preparation as far as the rishum. In Israel, there's a big thing to have kids sign up, you know, where the schools they're going in. That's called the rishum. That, according to what you write, it takes place in the month of Sivan. So make the proper to try to, that's when the kids decides, I mean, they have the choice which schools they're going to go to. And this was a government religious school supported by the government, Mamachti Dati and others under Chabad. Number three, about what you write, that there are some people that are assisting you who are just working out of, because they're doing it and they're not really excited about it. So he says they're just doing it like that. So he says, we heard many times how to be successful, that an instruction for community work to do done. If you want that the other person should work, you have to give him place to grow and to prosper. You have to let the other person bring blessing. This means that all those people who help, you have to give them the opportunity, so they should give an opinion. Also, how the work goes, the initiatives, to put them in, make them part of it. The initiative, their initiative. So they shouldn't just be like taking orders from other people, that other people are telling them what to do. And it's also understood that you don't have to go from one extreme, to jump from one extreme to the other extreme, which is going to cause anarchy in the work. But you have to find a middle way, so that everybody should be consulted together. You should counsel as far as how the work should go. And since each one at least is going to give his opinion, so even though it's going to be certain details that you're going to do by the majority of the opinions against this particular's opinion, but still he's going to be satisfied that he heard the reasoning for it, so there's at least you're considering them. And at least he'll know the reasons why you didn't accept his view. It's sufficient. You know what I mean, basically. Dilemmaven. It's very difficult to articulate, to prolong in these matters. This depends on the characters of the people, that you got to work with them in one area. I hope that you are going to be able to give me good news that this has been organized and properly. Number Dalit, four. As far as your question, where to set up the central of Resh Lev Yitzchok, so the fitting place, at least for now, is Tel Aviv. And for sure, you know the expression about Shem Tov, Tehi Rishcha Mitzvah, that while you start off very small from the pasuk, but that will cause you through that achris chayiz gemoid, your end will be very prosperous. So start off a little bit and eventually you'll grow. Number five, about adding more people to this work, I don't want to call out from here somebody. I should appoint somebody from here. Because these matters need to be done from the people, from their own goodwill. I don't want to send anybody to do something. Both for those who are already working over there, and including yourself, basically. I'm saying, I'm not going to send you somebody who you have a hard time working with, you know, just because I said it. And also, the wishes of those that you wanted to add them to this work. So, if this is going to come as an order from above, so, he says, I said before, you should talk together the young people, tell me who they are, and I will give my opinion. In other words, make a suggestion, and then I'll give my opinion. Number six, you're right, that the collection, the fundraising for Yitzchok hasn't started, but you don't write why. And number seven, Rebbe says, I'm giving you a script, that's a payment, that's the form of payment they used to use. You know what the script is? That's the payment. Money, they used to transfer money to serve as payment. And in order to help them at least a little bit, and the lack of funds that is felt in all the Yeshiva Yitzchok.